joining us on our Bible Fellowship Church Let's Talk ministry. Recording from Blue Ridge, Georgia. Actually sitting outside looking at the leaves in the mountains. And we've had a great time just being away. But this morning, I want to just remind you of a little passage of scripture in 1 Samuel chapter 17. Your memory probably will automatically go to David and Goliath, which you are correct. And so as I've been reading while we've been away on vacation, it's just been interesting. In 1 Samuel 17, there's this little phrase where we know David's going to kill Goliath. We know that David is not an extraordinary person. We know that God has allowed David to have his own lion and bear stories, to know where God was going to step in and help him and do only what God could do. And those events gave him the courage to go ahead and face Goliath. And so, but what I thought was interesting is this little phrase. As you read through, you know, you got the Philistine rose and came and drew near David. That's verse 48. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone and struck the Philistine and killed him. That's verse 50. Then there was a sword in his, there was no sword in David's hand. Then David ran and stood over the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of his sheath and killed him and cut off his head. When the Philistines saw that champion was dead, they fled. And so David now is this hero, and he takes the, go all the way down to verse 54, and David took the head of the Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem, but he put his armor in his tent. So he carries the head of Goliath back, but he put his armor in his tent. And so on this Friday, I want to encourage you to be careful what you put in your tent. Be careful what you put in your home. Be careful what you put in your heart. This young shepherd boy will continue on in life, and over time he's going to have to wrestle with the idol of look what I did as he looks at Goliath's armor. He's going to have to battle pride. He's going to have to battle the temptation that he's sufficient, that he made it happen. He's going to have to battle, what am I going to place my faith and hope in? Well, you know, I was the guy that God used to kill kill Goliath. And so some verses that I thought would be important for us to remember when it comes to our tent. And I know that there's a natural tendency for all of us to put our faith and hope in other things other than the gospel and other things in Jesus. Because that's our sin nature. And so just reminding you as you go back to your home, as you go back to resting tonight, as you go back and think back over your life, remind yourself of these verses. Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. God was there from the beginning. Remind yourself of a little passage in Romans chapter 6 and verse 23. For the wage of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And it's not because of you, and it's not because of anything that you've done, but it's because of Jesus. And I think we also need to be reminded of Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6. Be confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. And so the gospel is alive and well in us today. We're, you know, in our failures, in our successes. But we're going to need to follow that and trust that and run towards it. I think it's also important inside of your tent, inside of your home, there needs to be something about Hebrews chapter 11 reminding us that we need to walk by faith. And a lot of times, that person that's walking by faith, is his life is messy, or their life is messy. The only one whose life was not messy was Jesus, because he had the power over sin. And so knowing that part, and then being reminded of maybe one last verse, 1 Peter chapter 1, 3 through 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. Reminding that we have hope today, no matter what is going on, no matter where you are, no matter what the situation is. We have been born again to a living hope by the power of the gospel. And so it's been fun for me to think about David and the battle that God won using David. I think it's important for us to be careful to what we bring into our tent, because it's very, very easy to make it an idol. So this obviously is not an exhaustive list, so maybe I'd encourage you to write out your list of things that just maybe are kind of the fundamentals, or just verses that will be reminders over time that your God has always been there. The salvation is found in one name. That no matter what's going on in your life, that God has a plan. And to know that it's probably not going to be always pretty, that plan, if we really look at Hebrews chapter 11. But you have hope today. So Jesus, we thank you for the opportunity to serve you, to love you, to follow you today. And thank you for your word that you've left us. And so help us to guard our hearts, help us to guard our homes. Because there are things that we'd like to bring into the house to say, wow, this can give me temporary value. This can give me temporary hope. But there's only one name, and that's your name, Jesus, that can satisfy, that's been there from the beginning, that's not going to give up on us. So allow our hearts to keep running back to you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. Thanks again for joining us on this Let's Talk. Have a great Friday.